Okay. Excuse me. Okay, whatever. I know I just did a questionnaire last week, but guess who doesn't care because this one looks awesome. This kid. I've decided to do Howby's quest for the questionnaire. It looks really fun, so we're just gonna go. 'Cause I will ramble enough in this, so I'm not gonna ramble in the beginning if I don't have to, even though I already am. Anyway, 1. How much time do you spend surfing the web, browsing Reddit on average? First answer comes to mind, way too much. I really like hitting the refresh button, and I am typically on Reddit all the time. All the time, even sometimes when I shouldn't be, but a lot. A lot. If I don't even want to try and put a big actual number on it. It's just a lot. If I'm on my phone, you can pretty much guess that I'm on Reddit. And when I'm on the computer, I pretty much always have a tab open. So, yeah. What is your favorite website online? Yes, Reddit can be the answer. I have two. One, Reddit, because Reddit. And two, I am a big YouTube junkie. I don't post on YouTube, obviously, but I have like hours of submissions every day, of people that I subscribe to, and yeah, just hours of submissions, so there's that. Three, around what age did you start using the internet? Ooh. I want to say I was fairly young. Probably between 10 and 12. I've been around computers my entire life. Typical kid programs. I was the weird kid who, before I could really say my name, I could spell my name on a keyboard. But, there's that. But yeah, I think when I really started to use it, it was, probably preteen, if not just into my teenage years. 4. What device do you use most for browsing the web? It's almost like an even split because I like to use my phone because I'm out at work all the time. Hi, baby. What are you doing, Caleb? Sorry, that's my cat. But no, so I'm constantly out, so if I'm checking Reddit obsessively, I'm probably on my phone. I do have a desktop that I use quite often. I prefer to use it, actually. I also have an iPad that I can use it for, typically when the desktop is claimed. So, yeah, it's like an even split. It kind of just depends on what I'm feeling like. 5. Have you ever told friends, coworkers about GWA? How did they react? The only person who knows exactly what I do on GWA, besides, of course, all you horny people, is my boyfriend. And there's that. My roommate knows that I record, and she knows that it's of audios of this nature, but she doesn't know exactly what, and I hope it stays that way. There's also one of my other best friends who knows, but she only has like a vague idea. Other than that, that's about it. And these are like the three people closest to me, so I would hope to keep it that way. As for how they react, how did they react? My boyfriend was okay with it, of course. My roommate is a sexophobic, so she just doesn't really care. Or doesn't care to think about it, I should say. And as for my other best friend, she was kind of indifferent about it because that's just how we are. Because it leads into number 7. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how comfortable are you about sex? Talking about sex, having sex, making recordings, masturbating. I'll do this in 4 parts. Talking about sex, I could do it all damn day. All damn day. Having sex, It kind of depends on the person, but there's quite a few people making recordings. I enjoy it, even if I hate like the follow-up process before like actually posting, because, well, not the recording, but like I'm horrible at writing scripts and I'm horrible at improv, so I've got to like really just sit there and work on it for way too long. Masturbating, I would do it more often if my roommate wasn't here more often or didn't care if she hurt me. But yeah, it's let's call it a good 8.5. 8.5 on the scale. 8 if you care to share. What is your sexuality? Straight, gay, bi, bicurious, hetero, flexible, pansexual, etc. By that standard, I identify as bisexual, but I prefer something called the Kinsey scale. If you've never heard of it, go look it up. It's wonderful. Pretty much a scale from 1 to 6, 1 being strictly heterosexual, 6 being strictly homosexual, and 3 being split right down the middle bisexual. I prefer that because it offers more gradient. Because pretty much what it is that for me, I would gladly fuck a female's brains out, and males, of course. And vice versa. But I can only see myself being in a long-term relationship with a male. So I am sexually attracted to males and females, romantically attracted to simply males. I don't want to say that I would never fall in love with a girl, but I just haven't had it happen yet, so there's that. 9. How often slash how many times a day on average do you think about sex or masturbate? Masturbate, I don't do that as often as I would like, but I'd say probably anywhere from 2 to 4 times a week. How often do I think about sex? Are we talking about like actually lingering or like a passing thought? Because those are two different things. Lingering, probably once or twice a day. Passing thought, way too many to count. Way, way too many. Just can't even. 10. Who is your favorite submitter on GWA? More than one. If you don't want to name names, you can describe your favorite audio by them. The short of it is, you will know when I like you. There are a couple, yes. And that is, it's typically more so guys, but yeah, evading the question pretty much. As for naming favorite audios, way too many. I could tell you that's the kind of posts that I really like are typically male dominant ones. Yeah, I think we're just gonna go with that. Because naming names would take way too long, and describing audios would take even longer. 11. How many sexual partners have you had? Male, female, both. As for, you know, all the way, home base, all that kind of fun stuff, actual sex, penetrative sex, one. People that I've fooled around with, four? I think it's about four, yeah. At this point, all male, even though I have kissed another female. So, yeah. Who is your number one celebrity crush? The first thing that comes to mind is I am horribly obsessed with Chris Hemsworth. Horribly obsessed. Good Lord. Other than that, Chris Evans. I mean, Benedict Cumberbatch isn't bad either. Yeah, we're not gonna go down that list. There's way too many. Even though, I'll give you female, because everyone loves Jennifer Lawrence. She's fucking gorgeous, and we got to see her tits last week. So, yeah. 13. Do you like to drink or like to get drunk? What is your favorite? I'm very much a social drinker, so I most times don't come home and just drink by myself. But that's okay. What's my favorite? Half of a pussy, but I am really enjoying the Mike's Hard Lemonades right now, which are nice because I can have several of them and not have to worry about getting too hammered. But I have realized that I like White Russians. They are bad, though, and we're not even talking about tequila. Tequila is not good for me. 14. What is your favorite food? Something you can never get tired of eating. I can tell you that my favorite drink is just about anything citrus. Right at this current point, I have a horrible obsession with Sunny D. As for food, ooh. Cheating off of my last questionnaire, chicken and stars. I still have like 6 cans of it in my pantry right now, like as we speak, and it's delicious. And yes, I realize that that makes me a total 4-year-old, and no, I don't care. Fifteen. What is your favorite band, favorite song slash album of theirs? Edit if you don't have a, if you have a hard time with this question. What was the last song you listened to? Favorite band, following with favorite album. I listen to a lot of things. The first band that comes to mind that I like an entire album by them, that's fairly recent, is Fall Out Boy's Save Rock and Roll. That album is fantastic. If you haven't listened to it, you need to go listen to it. Favorite song of it? Let's see. Opening the phone and music app to see what the list is. We'll just go top three. I've been enjoying Alone Together, The Phoenix, and Just One Yesterday off of that album. Even though I could talk music for days. Last song I listened to, oh Jesus. Like my music is all over the place. Though I guess most times it can be summed up by saying that I am a ranger. For those of you who don't understand, it is a rock concert festival, really, in my hometown that runs for 3 days, and it's fucking wonderful. Does anyone else know what Rock on the Range is? Rangers Unite, anyway. If but seriously, if you go to Rock on the Range, talk to me. I love you. 16. What color are your hair slash eyes? What color of eyes or hair is your favorite on a dream partner? My hair is blackish brown. My eyes are brown. And as for what coloring I like on them, I'm not terribly specific. I have been prone to like blonde hair and blue eyes, but not specifically. I also. If I had to really choose, it would probably be the fact that I really enjoy the dark hair light eyes combo. So brownish black hair and like blue or green eyes. Sweet baby Jesus. Anyway, but I'm not picky. If I like what I like, it doesn't really matter what color eyes you what color your eyes are. I will learn to enjoy them anyway. 17. What is your favorite time to have sex or masturbate? Early mornings, afternoon, evening, late night? I don't like. I can tell you that I don't like doing it in the morning simply because I'm one of those people that after I come, I really just want to go to sleep. And because typically I have to go to work or something, I can't really be tired at work. But if we have nowhere to be, then any time. Even though I prefer evenings to nights. But if the feeling strikes, then we're running. 18. Are you a top, bottom, or switch in bed? Does it depend on your partner? I think it does. It depends on my partner and my mood. I think that more often I'm a bottom in bed, or submissive, whatever you want to say it as. I tend to be more submissive, so yeah, but it does depend on my partner because variety is the spice of life. That's a quote I can word. 19, do you have any hobbies? Singing, dancing, drawing, woodworking, etc. Are they something other people might think are nerdy? Please share it. And how did you get into this hobby? I obsess over TV shows and movies. If I'm not on Reddit, you can pretty much expect that I'm on Netflix or watching something on the huge hard drive that we have. Favorites include Doctor Who, Sherlock, even though I need to catch up on that because I'm horrible. How to Train Your Dragon, because I'm a total 4-year-old. New one I've been enjoying is Haven. If you haven't seen Haven, it's on Netflix. Go watch it. They just started season 5. Other ones. Thor, I really like I said. Anything Marvel, really? There are a few others. God, words. CSI, New York, Criminal Minds. We're gonna stop because I could just go on for this for hours. As for if they're nerdy, yes, I am a Whovian. And yeah. So maybe a little nerdy, but I don't really care. How do I get into it? Oh, because most people end up watching TV. But we have worked out a system, because who pays for cable anymore? So we have a very nice system worked out where we can just kind of watch whatever we want whenever we please, and it's cool. I enjoy it very much. 20. If you could gain a superpower or super ability, what would it be? Would you use it for good, for evil, a little bit of both? Whew. I think I would almost like to read minds. I think it would be a double-edged sword because I am always curious about what people think about me, but then I also always over-exaggerate it and think that people are thinking horrible things about me. So, yeah. Probably a little bit of both though because I know all of your deepest secrets now. Bonus questions. When listening to a GWA entry, especially if you follow certain people, do you ever picture what you think they might look like, face or body, according to their voice? Yes. I can't help it. It just kind of happens. Yeah, I do. It's weird, I know, but it is. So if you're wondering what I think you look like, feel free to message me. But you don't have to. Have you ever gotten caught masturbating or having sex? How did that go? I'm gonna say luckily no. There's been a couple times where I was masturbating and someone came into the room, but since I tend to do it under a blanket, they didn't have to know. And everyone in my life is also really good about not just walking into a room when the door's closed. So there's that. 3. Have you ever heard someone GWA you swear you knew from somewhere else, online or otherwise? Again, you don't have to name names. No, but like there's this ongoing, like, I don't want to call it a fantasy, but like there's this ongoing, like, imaginary situation in my head where, like I said, I go to Rock on the Range and it's this huge festival. And so I am just convinced that, like, one day I'm going to be at Rock on the Range or out in a crowd somewhere and just hear a voice that I immediately recognize and, like, just snap my neck around and freak out. But as for if I believe it's actually happened, no, which I think will be good if it's not someone I know personally. So, yeah. But that was actually a lot of fun. So, yeah, these questionnaires are awesome. And good job on this one, Halby. It was fun. So, you guys have a good night or day or time of day or whatever. Good morning, evening, afternoon, night. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Enjoy!